Halacha Dalet. Chayiv Odom Lilmoid Torah. Every Jew is required to study Torah. And Chayiv Kol Odom Lelamed Livnoy Leben Bnoy. And every person is required to teach his son and his grandsons Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vohidatom Levonecho Vilivnei Vonecho. You should teach them to your son and grandson. Veloy Lebnoy Ben Bnoy Levad. And it doesn't stop there. A person is not only limited to teaching his son and grandson. Elechayev kol odom lelamed letalmidim. Every single Jew is obligated to teach Torah to students. Eleshem mitzvah lahagdim bnoi leben bnoi. However, in terms of priority and preference, your son comes before your grandson. Uben bnoi leben chaveroi. And your grandson comes before any of your friends' sons. That's the order. Paragraph Aleph. Al pi ha-toyro va'atem tiuli mamleches koyanim. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 34 in Likutei Moran. Ayin shom kol ha-toyro heitev. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran well. V'haklal, to summarize what it says there. Shetzrichin lekabel oyer hanekudo mehatzadik shehu bechinas malupum. Every single Jew has to receive a certain light from the tzaddik. And the tzaddik is represented by the vowel melupum. A melupum is that vowel which is in the form of a vav with a dot in the center of it. That's called melupum. And in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains, he elaborates, explaining that melupum in many different forms. Shebetchilo tzrichen lekabel hakoil miatzadik. Rabbeinu Zal explains there, step one is that all of Klal Yisrael has to receive from the tzaddik, shehi nekuda klolius. His light, the tzaddik's light, is a composite of all the light of all of Klal Yisrael. We know the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu that there's a few places in the Torah where the Torah says Moshe v'Yisrael. And the Gemara says this comes to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to all of Klal Yisrael put together. So that Moshe Rabbeinu's light is a light that includes in it every single Jew. And every single Jew has to receive from him. V'achar kach, tzorech kol echod v'echod lohoyer b'chaveroi mehanekuda shiyesh boi. And after the Jewish people have received from the tzaddik, then the Jews among ourselves have to receive from each other. We have to learn from each other. Each person has to share his nekuda with the other Jew. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains that every single Jew has something that's unique to him that nobody else has. So by my interacting with my friends, I'm receiving from them, they're receiving from me. Number three, v'gam tzrichen lohoyer mineu bei mehanekuda sheboi leliboi. And the third level is, each and every single Jew has a nekuda, has a spark, has a light inside of himself that he has to see to communicate with himself. He has to see to it that that light that's in him, to stir it up, to make it happen, and that that light should shine into him every in the fullest sense. Kitzrichin lohoyer oyer hanekudo al yedei hadibur. Rabbeinu Zal says that the way that a person gets this light to shine, this light of the tzaddik or the light of your friend or your own light, is through dibur. It's a light that's communicated through speech. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, pi yedaber chochmois. My mouth speaks chochma. So the light is chochma, but chochma, I can't do a brain transplant. I can't have the tzaddik do a brain transplant with me to put his brain into my brain. The way that I receive from the tzaddik's brain is through his words. By listening to him speak, his mouth is the vessel by which his brain communicates. So that's how I receive the nekuda from the tzaddik, through his peh. And where does that light shine into? Lehalev, into the heart. Shehu bechinas vav. The heart is represented by the vav. The chachma, the moyach, is represented by the dat. Remember we said that the malupum was a vav and a dat. The brain of a person is referred to as chachma, which is represented by the letter yud, which is referred to as a dat. The heart of a person is represented sometimes by the letter vav. The reason being, there's a pasuk that says, Kosvam al luach libecha. Inscribe the words of Torah on the tablets of your heart. Luach libecha. And we know the Gemara tells us that the tablets were 6x6. So the letter vav is used very often to symbolize the luchais, the tablets, which are the heart of the person. So when we talk about a Jew receiving from the tzaddik, we want what's coming from the tzaddik's brain to go into my heart. Just like when we daven, we ask Hashem, V'hoyer einenu b'soyro secho, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvoy secho. Open up our eyes to your Torah and attach our hearts to the mitzvahs. So Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see in the pasuk, Pi yedaber chachmois, my mouth gives forth chachma to where? Lahalev, to the heart, Shu bechinas vav, which is represented by letter vav. Bechinas, as the pasuk continues, Vahogois libi tivunois, and the thoughts of my heart are tivuna, understanding. Vayidei kol ze nizbatlin hacherpois hashoyun al alev. And by a Jew receiving this nekuda, this light from the tzaddik, from his fellow Jew, from himself, and by that light shining into the heart of the Jew, that's how the Jew is zocheh to get rid of all the shame and embarrassment that's on the person's heart, which means the yetzer hara that's in the person's heart, the evil inclination, the evil desires, the medame, all of those things. All of those are called these cherpois, this shame that's on the heart. The hainu, which is kol hatayvois, all the materialistic desires. Shehem ahavois hanafulin, which are referred to as fallen love. Rabbeinu Zal brings over there from the Sifrei Kabbalah that when Hashem created the world and there was a breakage of the vessels, Shvira Sakelim, it's brought that the light that was in the vessel called Chesed fell, it spilled out. Chesed is kindness and Chesed is also love. When that light of Chesed became damaged, it fell into the wrong places. So that instead of a Jew loving the Torah, loving Hashem, loving mitzvahs, loving his own wife and family, instead of that, the ahavos fell into all kinds of other bad places, chas v'shalom, loving things he's not supposed to love. Ki shom etzel hanekuda shoira oyer ho ahavo dekdusha. Because by that nekuda, by that light that we're talking about here, that light which I want to receive from the tzaddik, that light which I want to receive from my fellow Jew, that light that's found inside myself, attached to that light is ahava d'kedusha, a holy type of love, which replaces the ahavos nefulos, the misplaced love. Nimtza, therefore we see from this, Shetzorich kol echod ledaber im hatzadik, that every single Jew has to speak to the tzaddik, kedei lekabel oyer hanekuda mehatzadik, in order to receive that light that we're calling here this oyer hanekuda from the tzaddik, shehi nekudo haklolius, which is a total nekuda. Remember, the light of the tzaddik is something that's for all the Jewish people. It's a light that's multiplied by 600,000, corresponding to all the Jews put together. It's brought that the word Moshe, Mem is 40, Shin is 300. 300 times 40 is 12,000. He is 5. 12,000 times 5 is 60,000. And the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. 60,000 times 10 is 600,000. Moshe Rabbeinu is 600,000 wrapped up into one. So he's called the Nekuda Klolius. He's got 600,000 watts. And every single Jew has to receive their Nekuda from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam tzrichen ledaber im chaveroi. In addition, I have to speak to all of my fellow Jews to receive their Nekuda, because every other Jew has something that I don't. Kigam b'chaveiro yesh b'chinas Nekuda shehi b'chinas tzadik. Because every fellow Jew, every other Jew, has a Nekuda, which is the aspect of tzadik that's found inside of him, v'hu tzorech l'kabel mechaveiroi, and I have to receive that from my fellow Jew. V'chein chaveiroi mimenu, and my fellow Jew has to receive it from me. We have to give and take, we have to talk to each other, to communicate. V'gam tzrichen ledaber beinoi levein koinoi. And a person also has to have private conversation, where he's not with the tzaddik, not with his friend, between him and Hashem, one-on-one. Kedei lekabel or nekudosoi minei ubei. For the person to be able to receive his own light in a complete way. When a person has his spodidus, Rabbi Nazal explains there, and Rabbi Nosson Zal says, when a person speaks to Hashem alone, in privacy, my ears and my heart are listening to the words that I'm saying, and that's how I receive a certain light from myself that I can only get through speech. Again, we said that the way that this Nekuda is given over is through Dibur. When I'm speaking to Hashem in his Spodidus, besides the fact that Hashem is listening to my words, if I'm doing it correctly, I'm also listening to my words. And my own words inspire me, and they awaken me, and they motivate me. Rabbi Nazar brings the pasuk, Ki midei dabri boy, Zocher eskerenu oy. This is something extremely important. We'll probably have it in this halacha. It's mentioned in many places in the Kotel Halachos. In the previous halacha, we just spoke about zikoron digdusha, about a Jew having the ability to remember at all times where we are. That I'm only here temporarily. I'm in a transit state now. My place is the Olam Ho'emes. My place is Olam Haba. That's, I remember Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, when we used to take the bus to the Kotel or back from the Kotel, he would point to Har HaZeisim and he would say, I have an apartment, that's my apartment. And people would look at him, they're looking, people who heard this for the first time, well, I don't see no apartments there. No, he says, look, right up there. Where? He says, the cemetery, that's my apartment, that's my real apartment. That's the permanence. So again, the permanent, what's permanent is Olam Haba. Here everything is transient, temporary, fly by night. That's Olam Hazeh. And Rabbi Nazal says that in order for a person to be zeichet to zikoro in digdusha, one of the most incredible things and powerful things that helps a person is dibur. Ki midei dabri boy, the more I speak about it, zocher eskerenoi, I remember. So when a person speaks to the tzaddik, he speaks to his fellow Jews, he speaks to Hashem about Olam Haba, about what the tachlis in life is, that's how a person is zeichet to this real zikoron digdusha. That even when he's not with the tzaddik, even that throughout the day, he has this consciousness, this super awareness, the satan can't get him to forget where he is and forget who he is and fall into the trap and do stupid things, destructive things to harm himself, Rahman al-Azlan. Now, this is Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev. Study that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Lamedalid. Study it very, very well. That chapter has maybe 10, 15 chapters of Likutei Halachos on it, because it's one of the most important yesoidos in Yiddishkeit and in Breslov Chassidus. For a Jew to know that there are these three nekudos, the tzaddik, my fellow Jew, and myself. And a person has to work on all three of these in order to be whole, in order to have the strength that he needs to stand up to all the difficulties of the Yetzer Hara.